are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LA. This is Ilana Europa and Accent On every Monday, okay, from 6 till 7 Pacific time, and I'm in the perfect, the most beautiful place in the world, on the top of the world, my world. I am in the studio of LA Talk Radio. We have four amazing microphones, but that's not important. I have so many amazing, beautiful girls here. I don't even know what to say, and I know I'm beautiful too, but oh my gosh, the girls that I have here, they're just top of the crop, for sure. And what can I say? They're laughing. I'm not saying crop, crop. Hi, girls.
Hello.
We are top of
Hello,
the
everyone.
Crop. Okay. And like New York, New York. Okay. Ilona Europa, next girl to the right. Her name is?
Monika Puciłowska.
Monika, again, clearer.
Monika Puciłowska.
That's a very unusual name. We'll be talking a little bit about you, Monika. And when people are stopping you, do they have a problem with your name? Or like Puciłowska? How do they say in America?
You know, I usually say only my first name because they have always problems with my last name.
See, that's why I decided that I am Ilona Europa. Because
that
you know what?
Idea.
They know continents. God, thank you. And Ilona is little trouble how to spell my name. Everybody spells the wrong name. I am Ilona. But some people just start from, like Elizabeth. It's crazy. And next, the gorgeous girl. She's our guest. I think she's like maybe third time only?
It's my third time. Hello,
Look
everyone.
Look at this voice. I cannot believe it. Again, who are you, you gorgeous girl?
Hello, everyone. My name is Kasia Sowińska, and it is a really big pleasure for me to be here.
I know, and I am so excited about it because Kasia is my so dear friend, and we just love each other, and we see each other mostly on the radio, exclusively on the radio. We have no time to see each other outside of the radio, not because I'm so busy. I think I'm busy, but this girl is too busy, very busy, and we'll find out why she's so busy. And we have another amazing girl. What is your name?
My name is Madeleine Ajac.
Madeleine Ajac. This is name like ready to be discovered. Madeleine Ajac, okay? And Madeleine is a very special girl. I know her from the age, I think when she was 8 years old. She's an aspiring singer-songwriter. I do not want to say too much because we'll be listening a little bit more about her. But we'll be hearing her song. We'll be listening to Pésame Mucho that Kasia is singing. We'll be talking about photography and Monica talent because what can I say? We need to see her pictures and she worked with many, many people. That's my hand bumping all over with my gorgeous ring. I have so pretty ring with red big stone. Before I had diamond, but now I took the diamond out and sold, and now I put a red stone. It's a little cheaper, but everybody says looks better.
It's beautiful.
It must be reason why I sold my diamond, but you know, this is another story. Uh-oh, and we have another guest who is just, he just called, but he stopped calling. Okay, we'll wait for him. Hello, hello, if anybody's calling, please call us. And I think this is Richard. Anyway, today's show will be very, very busy. And I just cannot wait to just talk about our friendships and our girls. And I know that I'm expecting telephone call from one very good guy who just was 1 minute too early. His name is Richard Lemo. And, oh, he's calling. You are calling. Thank you. I just call to say I love you. Hello, Richard.
How are you?
Yeah, I love you from the distance. And you know why I love you? Because last week, you were my guest. My earring fell from my ears. What's going on today? It's very heavy and it's gorgeous. But now I have one only. Richard, you saved my life last week. I need to tell again to our listeners what's happened. I was stuck in the traffic. I had very beautiful, wonderful guests. There was you, and you were talking about your new radio show, Man Cave. And you were already in a studio with another friends of ours, and there were people from Forever Company. And you know what? And I called you from the traffic, said, Richard, I can cancel the show, or you just take over Accent On and pretend it is your show. And what did you do?
Hey, I mean, I had to take over. You let me run amok in the studios over at LA Talk Radio. I had a blast doing it, of course. We got to talk a little sports, which I believe is new for your audience. And hopefully we forged a very long-lasting on-air relationship, which was just a blast for me to do and sit down with your audience for a while.
And you were so good that when I came back to my own studio, I said, he's too good. I don't know. Or I will never have him on the radio, or I will include him on Accent On. And what did I decide? To include your great show. And Richard, you will be once a month talking sport to us. This is something that I have no idea about, although I really like good-looking guys. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All my girls are laughing. Richard, you missed the really sweet girls. They are just very special. I think they know something about sport. We will find out a little bit later. But Richard, I had no chance to talk to you because I missed my own show. I had no chance to interview you, but you will be there next month probably. You will be just making this much more official for right now. What exactly is a man cave?
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you, you know, making the decision to keep me around instead of getting rid of me. That's a very nice move on your part, so thank you. But to answer your question, what is a man cave? I kind of explained it on the show last week, but a man cave is a sanctuary. Whether you're a man or a woman, you can be a caveman or a cavewoman. And what that means is you seek sanctuary, a place to watch your sports, get away from it all. In our case, we like to crack a beer and have a beer while we watch some sports. You can do all of that in the man cave. You can be a kid again. You can watch sports, play games, play darts, and it's just a great way to get away from it all. So we thought to ourselves, rather than keep this great place to ourselves, let's share it with the whole world. Let's build a studio in our man cave, and let's sit around and talk sports. And that's exactly what Man Cave Sports Talk is all about.
Oh, and you have co-hosts, yes?
I do. One of my good friends, Sean Gaynor, him and I have been watching sports for years together. And I'll tell you, you could have just recorded our casual conversations, and I think anybody, sports fan or not sports fan, would be entertained by some of the stuff that came out of our mouths back then. So, again, we decide, we're already sitting around, we're already watching sports, why not broadcast in the process? So Sean and I, we got together, we built this studio. Next thing you know, you have mancavesportstalk.com, and our fans absolutely love the fact that not only do we talk about sports, but we engage the fans. We do giveaways. It's all about our listeners and our fans. And that's what makes it most fun for Sean and I.
Okay, if you have some nice, cute T-shirts, all of my girls in the studio, we would love to get one, because the girls will look amazing in any T-shirt. But, you know, something sport-related, this probably could be fun. Anyway, tell me what is the hottest things right now on the TV, on the radio, when it comes to the sport. What's happened, like yesterday, or what's happened?
Absolutely. Now, Alona, I'll tell you, this is what we call the dog days of summer. Some of your major sports, basketball, we know that the Miami Heat are the NBA champions. That's happened just a couple of months ago. We know that baseball's right in the middle of the season, kind of boring. We're not quite to the playoffs yet. We're not quite at the exciting part of the new season, seeing if our team got any better from last year. And, of course, football is just a month away. So this tends to be normally a big lull in the sports world, but not this year. We've been very lucky because we've got a number of sports stories, some international, some local, that just blow the doors off of the sports world. And a couple of examples of that. First of all, let's talk soccer. It's the international game, of course, referred to as football everywhere else in the world.
Oh,
except
we know something about soccer.
Absolutely. And so This year, we had what we call the Gold Cup. All of the teams that play in North America and Central America find themselves playing in what we call the CONCACAF division of the Gold Cup. In the Gold Cup this year, it was all about the United States, who kind of came out of nowhere. The United States featuring a new coach, Germany's old coach to be official. He came in, he's turned this team around, and while they stumbled initially, this team got it together, and just yesterday, Alona, the Gold Cup was won by the United States of America, and as we look forward to the World Cup next year in Brazil, we think that we might finally have a team that could challenge and be one of the best.
That's never happened before. This is exciting. I love, you know, this type of sport, because soccer, there was something that Polish people were good in, like in 1975 or something. Then I remember hours, you know, sitting. And I also, they called me mascot for the very good team, because some of my songs I was always singing before the shows, big shows, you know, in the stadiums. And then happened that every time when they invited me to sing before the show, the Górnik Zabrze, this is the group, the soccer group, whatever you call this in English, they were winning. And after a while, you know, they were just inviting me. I made so much money. That was a really fun gig. But yeah, but I know nothing about Polish sport right now. Then you will be talking and you'll be finding from time to time something what's happened in Poland. That will be your also assignment sometimes. Okay, then Richard, I will be having you, and we'll be talking much more about sport. I want some gossip also. I want to know who divorced whom, who is pregnant with whom, and why they're in prison. All of these things from time to time you can tell us too.
I can assure you we will bring plenty of gossip. As a matter of fact, Gaynor and I are going to be looking at a possible partnership down the line with TMZ Sports. They're currently soliciting sports podcasts such as ourselves to feature us on certain stories, and so we're going to be making a push on TMZ Sports. You want gossip, Alona, I promise you. We'll bring as much gossip from the sports world as you can handle.
Oh, I just love it. Everybody will love this topic. You know it. TMZ. Oh, no TMZ. Man Cave. That's what we'll be doing. Love you. Thank you again for taking care of Accent On last week, not giving me heart attack. I knew that you were really amazing, and I just really appreciate that now we have friendship going on. People will be having a lot of gossips and great news about sport, which I know nothing about, but you will tell me so many things. And we'll be having you, you know, every month, and we'll do something fun for people. We'll be doing giveaways, and we'll gain listeners from both sides. How we can find your podcast?
Absolutely. It's so easy to find our podcast. We host all of our shows live on www.mancavesports.com. And Alona, for some of your big LA fans, because I know you're on latalkradio.com, LA fans, Yaziel Puig, who is the rookie phenom for the Dodgers, we have an autographed signed baseball we're giving away on September 1st. If all of your listeners will follow us on facebook.com/MCSportsTalk or register their email, we're going to give them an entry to win the ball. And just for your listeners, if they tell us that they're from and big listeners of Accent On, we're going to give them an additional 3 entries to win that ball. So head on over to mancavesportstalk.com, register your email address, let us know that you're an Accent On fan, and you're going to have an entry to win that ball.
Thank you so much. We 3 of us will sign now we have balls or whatever. That's so fun.
And we're going to send you some T-shirts. When I come in studio next month, I'll have T-shirts for everybody.
Thank you so much. I need to take care of guests in the studio. I miss you dearly, but I know we'll be together soon, and I'm very excited about this relationship. There will be lots of fun. Thank you so much, Richard.
Thanks, Alona. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye. Okay, he's really high energy, you know, and I love it. I really do. Okay, I think we are coming back to our wonderful guest in the studio, but we cannot start, I think, without music, because we know that Ilona Europa loves music, but now we have a special song for everybody.
Bésame, bésame. miedo perderte, perderte después. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Quiero tenerte muy cerca, mirarme en tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo ya estaré lejos, muy lejos de ti. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última. Bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después.
Of wine, and what can I say? I just want to do nothing except listening to your voice. This was so pretty.
It was amazing.
That was so amazing. We all love you so much. You know, this one song changed your life forever. Please, fast forward. What's happened a year ago? Because today is the big 1 year from the day that magic happened. Hollywood Style is only in America, and you tell us what's happened. Okay, please, please, please.
Of course, exactly a year ago, I got a call from my manager, John Sobieski, that Luis Miguel discovered my song on YouTube, Bésame Mucho. It's actually my favorite song in Spanish that I also recorded a year ago for my grandfather. And so I got this special call. I went for the meeting with all musicians and the music director, Francisco Loyo. And we talked about Luis Miguel music and this, what I record, Bésame Mucho. And they asked me if I want to go on the world tour with them and sing with them. So I've actually had 2 weeks.
You said no. Oh, you said no.
I said yes.
Yes.
I had two
she
weeks.
Said yes.
I had 2 weeks to get ready, so I studied like 15, 16 hours every day. I learned around 25 songs of Luis Miguel. 2 weeks later, middle of August last year, I ended up on rehearsals with him here in Burbank, and then we start touring in California, and right after that, Vegas, Caesar's Palace, Celine Dion stage. And
I don't even
and
know what
then,
to say.
And then we flew to Buenos Aires, Argentina, Chile, Concepcion, all those crazy places.
Oh, yeah.
And also this year was spectacular year because we were touring in whole beautiful Mexico. So actually, I could say since last August till end of March this year, I was touring with this incredible band, with Luis Miguel, with such an extraordinary artist. And after the tour, I came back to Los Angeles. I decided to go back to my passion, which is acting. And in the same time, I talked to my manager, John Sobieski, like, you know, okay, I will do my music on the side because I love music and I love Spanish music, but still I want to go back to my acting because it's something that I love to do. And this is the place to be in the world, to live in Los Angeles. So I started to do my auditions. I got my agent. I got incredible agent, and I have my amazing manager, John. So we start put things together, and again, I got a call. Just recently, 2 or 3 weeks ago, my manager called me. Kash, they ask one more time if you would like to go on tour with them.
And you said no?
And I said yes, I'm going. So in the next 2 weeks, I'm starting again rehearsals here in Burbank, Los Angeles. And the first concert is going to be 31st of August. We are flying to L.A., Miami, Curaçao, which is next to Barbados, beautiful island. So it's going to be an incredible jazz music festival. So we're going to start from there. Then we're flying back to California. We're going to perform here. Then, again, we are flying to Vegas with my best friend Monica, who is sitting on my left side. She's my best friend.
Oh, we will be there too. Yes, Madeline.
Please.
We will go.
We have to.
We have to.
You know, I love Spanish music too. So it's like
That's amazing. You have to come.
I have to come.
After Las Vegas,
So three concerts in Las Vegas. My twin brother and my dad, they're coming to Las Vegas to see me performing over there. And from there, we are flying to Nevada, Mexico, a couple of places. And end of September, I'm coming back to Los Angeles. My agent and my manager, they're waiting for
me. September? You're starting in August? End of again?
Yeah.
I don't know if to be jealous and hate you or love you and be happy for you. I have these emotions. I understand that people understand. And then when we see her picture, please, everybody goes to Accent on Facebook, on my page, and just look at Kasia. She is gorgeous. She's lucky. But you know what? She deserves it.
Thank you so much.
And we are just the best fans for you.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate everything, what I've done, what I have. And I work really hard and try to work smart. I have a wonderful people around me in Los Angeles. And I'm so happy.
It's your time.
It's more than 3 years that I'm here. Yeah. And I feel so happy being here, waking up in Los Angeles in the morning and having just wonderful people next to me. I have you. I have my manager. I have my best wonderful friend that I could ever imagine, Monica. She is an incredible person, an amazing artist and a photographer. And she will start probably to talk in a few minutes about her photography. I'm so proud of her. I envy her. And actually, the most important thing in our life is just to do something with passion and love.
Absolutely.
And that's the most important thing. So thank you so much for having me
here. Oh, honey, I don't know. You'll be always here because not only do I love you, I know how persistent you are and how talented you are, how beautiful you are, but you are very well educated too. And, you know, we can say, oh, she's a singer, she's an actor, she's want to be. No, in Europe, you are a celebrity. You had your TV shows. You have very high education. You know, you ride horses. The girl is just amazing. She interviewed from Paris Hilton. You really are doing very, very big job in Europe, and you are flying back and forth. It's not Kasia in LA looking for something. Kasia is big star in Europe, and you know what? I think everything is in front of her. In America, she's just getting discovered. We are doing everything to make her just more and more known because she's worth it, and we love her, and she's so beautiful soul, really beautiful girl. Then I love you.
Thank you. I love you too, and it's a really, one more time, big pleasure for me to be here, and I'm happy that my dreams are coming true.
And you know what? We'll be flying to Las Vegas, and if this is somehow around Mondays or something, maybe we'll do like live something from Las Vegas,
oh,
and
awesome.
That's what we'll do.
Viva
Las Vegas. She's only one woman on the show. You know, she's standing behind Luis Miguel, but her screen is maybe 20 or 100 feet big. Then he's like, I think only Kasia on the stage. We love that. Now we are coming back to somebody that you call Kasia, the best friend also. Monica, I had a pleasure to meet you today, first time face to face. Every time when I see Kasia's Facebook page, I see what's going on with you and Kasia, I see your picture, her picture, always smiling, just being just, again, a wonderful friend. And you're beautiful also. I know everybody says the Polish girls, European girls have something special. But yeah, the color of the skin, the just gorgeousness. You are gorgeous. You are tall. You are like 6 foot tall in your heels. I don't know. And I looked into your resume also, because of course Google makes us Google, and yeah, that's what I do when I'm getting prepared for our interview. You're a pretty impressive brainy girl, very brainy and very young girl. You have so much already that you achieved, and we'll be talking about your passion right now for photography, yes, because that's what we are focusing today.
Yes.
But I want to know a little bit, you came from Poland and your journey to America was pretty busy and through many countries. You just start and tell us who you are, when you are from, when, how long you are in LA, and yeah, who are you, Monica?
Before I will start my story, I just want to say that Ilona, you don't have to worry about your ring, because you have three diamonds in your studio today. We're gonna stay with you forever.
I love you, girls. I need this. Friendships are the most important things in life. Everybody who listens to me, repeat: friendships are the most important things in life, because friends. Family, you cannot choose. Friends, you are choosing, and they stay with you forever. And that's what I just really love. My friends are just the best. And you, Monica, I know you'll be my friend forever too.
Thank
I want
you
to
so
know.
Much.
I know, because I learned so much about you. I just was studying you for the last 3 days. But now it's time for you to explain who is the Monica. Monica, the girl who came from Europe, a lady who is very highly educated, lady who speaks many languages, lady who has a brain, very strong brain and artistic soul. Could you tell us again, who are you? Why so smart?
Why so smart? I was always putting my goals very high. So that's why maybe I'm right now today in LA since 4 years. After working for the Polish company, I'm a chief finance officer for the Polish company in Los Angeles. Before that, I was working in Italy, I was working in Sweden, and finally I found my place here in Los Angeles, which I love the most, and I'm here for 4 years already.
Do you think you'll stay here forever?
Well, I'm really considering it.
No, she said yes, or we said yes. You have no choice.
I have no choice now.
Yes.
And we want you to stay.
Oh, thank you. That's true. I found the best friends here, and Kasia is my best friend. She's like my family here. The only sister I've never had, so I'm really happy to find I found her.
I see
here.
Like three ladies musketeers right now, you know, because nobody can take the power of a big high energy that we have, and hopefully, I don't know, we'll be shaking LA, this world. Well, a watch for three girls from Poland, and we have another girl who is American, but she's practically Polish too, because I'm teaching her Polish, and she's Madeleine is speaking Polish a little bit too. Okay, then you are 4 years in LA, you are working, and why do you speak so many languages? That's so unusual, especially in America.
I was always in love with other cultures, and it was always my dream to travel around the world and getting to know other people, how they live, what they dream about, and that was always my dream. So I pursue my dream regarding my profession and my career. The other passion was always photography since I was a little child. And photography when I came here to Los Angeles, I found finally time and also so many inspirations in Los Angeles, because we are in the city of the movie industry, right?
Absolutely.
So it's really very inspiring.
And this will be like next question, very important. I'm sure you have a lot of nice pictures of people that we want to know their names. Can you tell us? Who did you work with?
Well, for sure, I shot, we did a beautiful sessions, of course, with Kasia, who is sitting next to me. And I was working with an incredible dancer from a London stage, Burn the Floor musical, Shem. He was visiting us for a couple of days in Los Angeles, and we did amazing photography on the beach with him. And right now I'm working on two big projects. It's going to take place in El Mirage, Dry Lake. I was inspired by Herb Ritz, one of my favorite photographers. Wow. We're going to shoot there Prima Ballerina, one of our friends. She's an amazing dancer and singer as well. And one of the legendary singers as well, but that's a little bit of secret you will find out very soon.
Okay, we will be watching you, and I will know first, but I will not tell anybody until you tell me to tell people, and you'll be coming here and talking about that. But if we would like to see your pictures, I know you're a little secretive, and I like this about you. You try to keep, you know, lots of stuff, probably not so out there, but we want to see your picture, and you did this for us. Where can we find your photos right now?
For this moment, you can find me on Facebook. It's MP Photography. But soon enough, we will launch a new website. And also, I hope maybe this autumn, if I will build the portfolio enough, we will organize an exhibit in downtown LA in Art District.
Oh, Axenon will be there, and we'll be singing. Kasia will be doing maybe another song, because I said Marlena you need to cover one of the songs. You have so many.
Ilonka, my next song is going to be Whatever Lola Wants, Lola Gets.
Okay, I know you'll get whatever you want. And okay, but passion. You said the passion for photography was from the young age.
Yes.
How can you afford all this equipment, the lenses? They cost a lot of money.
That's true. I'm not very attached to the equipment. I just take my camera and go for it. And just like, if I have a vision, I just want to frame it and capture the moment. Of course, my work and my traveling, it's giving me the possibilities for this hobby. But
don't call this hobby. This is profession.
Might be profession very soon. I will pursue for that.
Your pictures are gorgeous. You are capturing movement. You're in a body. I love you. Of course, I saw Kasia pictures. And yes, you see beauty. You know, so many photographers, they just capture the person, but they cannot find the inside of the beauty. And you know, the way how Kasia, of course, she's a great model, but she positioned her body certain ways, but her face, her relaxed body. And now you are talking about ballerinas, which obviously is all about movement. And probably you can, is this something that you like to capture? Is this all about face, body?
Well, it's really amazing work when you're working with great models, actors, dancers, singers. It's because they have a vision of themselves.
Yeah.
They are so rich inside that it's amazing to be a witness of it and to capture it in the moment.
Is this like, you know, I meet somebody, I see somebody, they open the door and it's like capturing photo. Do I like them? And this is the moment. When we see somebody, stranger picture, we make opinion. Do we like this person? Is this person attractive? Is sweet? I think it's a big responsibility when it comes to somebody who takes photos of art, especially because public judges, you know, character of person, eyes and their faces, why they are this way. And I think with Kasia, I know Kasia so well, I think you make Kasia not only beautiful outside, but you know, you see this calm, amazing woman, relaxed, and just she agree with herself, you know, she's happy right
Kasia
now.
Kasia has an amazing energy, just like magical energy, so positive, and she's like a diamond, so the only thing you can see after, it's like diamonds on the picture, so it's amazing. It's amazing to work with her.
And, you know, if somebody wants to hire you, why not or not? Can we hire you if somebody wants to work with you?
I'm always open for new challenges, so
I know that I posted your Facebook link on Ilona on Accent on Facebook, and you will be, all this information will be also on LA Talk Radio on Accent on page forever, and the show will be ready for download on Stitchers, on iTunes, on any, you know, Android. Then we will be having your information. If people want to find you, they will find you, but we still need to make this much more easier for them. Then I think when we go to your Facebook, can we find contact?
Yes, you can find my email, you can find my cell phone, you can always reach me.
Okay, then people, please do not worry. Seems like she likes dancers, but I don't think so, only. Then
you'll be shooting me soon, just so you know.
Yes, and I'm sure myself too, I need some updated pictures too. And I'm complicated
amazing.
Human. I am, but yeah, I'm sure we'll love each other.
Ilonka, she will do the most beautiful pictures of you ever had.
Oh, boy.
Because she's got a talent to capture the moment. And you are a moment. So.
And you know what? Knowing you and seeing your pictures, this is like one thing. It doesn't shock me. What I saw, I knew that you both like each other. I knew her picture. I knew that there's some special relationship between both of you. Friendship is very sweet. But the friendship... when somebody snaps your picture, you need to trust photographer. You need to feel comfortable, you know.
Sometimes that's true.
You need to. You know, if you have some person that you don't like and they shoot pictures, you just will never like your photos.
For sure, you have to. One of the biggest challenge, of course, for all also for the photographer is to create the atmosphere on the set. Because when there is atmosphere and the person is relaxed and just like to and want to show something different and has a vision and wants to express it, it's much more easier. So we can work both sides.
Then we cannot wait for this mystical person that you will be shooting soon. Name and results. I cannot wait. This must be something
it's
very exciting.
It's
going to
be amazing.
Although, gosh, I don't want to... Can I say a guess? May I guess?
No. You might guess, but I won't say.
Of course. Las Vegas. You're going to Las Vegas. Okay, no, I'm going wrong way. Okay, then I will wait. I will be patient. Okay.
You will be the first to know.
I love you. And you speak many languages. This is so special. I know I'm learning English how I go. I never went to any schools here to learn this language. I just came here 20 years ago, and I'm learning. Every day I'm learning. Accent On is about people with accent. People who are struggling sometimes, and they know, people like me, they know we are not perfect, but we love this country. We are very successful here. And I just want to scream that don't be worried to speak with funky accent and make lots of mistakes. Americans love that. They are very friendly people. And I appreciate a lot to live here and have my own show, Accent On, you know, and sometimes I don't know what I'm talking about in this language, okay, and I wish everybody knows Polish, but no. But anyway, you speak many languages, and can you tell us how many languages you speak?
I speak 4 languages.
Okay, I want to know which one.
German, Italian, Swedish, English, and Polish, of course, but I'm not counting, it's not foreign language.
She doesn't count Polish. This is one of the hardest languages in the world.
It's
my
first.
It's
fine.
5 languages. She's so young, and this is like just very impressive. It's really nice to meet you. We'll be back here when Kasia will come back from the her tour in September. We'll be talking a little bit more. I cannot wait to take Kasia also to studio and start writing something, because I know that Kasia can write, and I know she'll be having more pictures from the tour, and we can see them on the Facebook. You are so good and posting your pictures and little bit, you know, I do this, I did that, you know. I just love to always wake up in the morning and see your beautiful face and saying what's happened in your life.
Thank you, Ilonka. But I'm looking forward to see you in Vegas or here in California. You have to come with Natasha, your daughter, incredible artist, singer, writer, for my show.
Thank you. And I promise I cannot miss this. And Maddie will be there too. Madeline with her mother, who is... Maddie!
I'm definitely coming.
Oh my
Madeline,
God.
Are you coming?
Yes, of course.
She's the sweetest things ever. Also, very, very young girl. And I think we can tell her age. She's 18. And I know her from 10 years ago. She is singer-songwriter. When I met her, she was 7 or 8 years old, and she came to my studio.
Even earlier than that, because of dance.
I know you when you were 3 years old, but you start singing, and you came to my studio and said, I love country music, and I cannot read well, but I remember every word of the songs, and Shania Twain was your hero. And you were singing
still
by
is.
Memory, still is. And now you're 18. We are singing, we are recording. You went through every style of music, from hip-hop, from pop, from rock, and today I would like people to hear a little bit of your song, which you co-wrote. That's the English. Co-wrote with me. Is this English? Co-wrote? Mm-hmm. No, co-written. Co-wrote. Yes. It's called "I Am on the Moon." Mm-hmm. And Maddie, if you can tell us very fast, if you were dreaming to become a country singer, then. For many, many years, and we were learning, and I learned country music because of Shania Twain, you know, many, many years ago, because of you, who introduced me to the singer. And now, 10 years later, you are also in Vegas, like 1 month ago, okay? And what's happened in Vegas stays in Vegas, yes?
Not
what's
really
happened
for
Vegas?
Me.
Oh, no, then tell us what's happened, because Kasia had her amazing story also, you know, and you came to see on your 18th
birthday.
Birthday. What?
I went to see Shania Twain at Caesar's Palace, and I just remembered I was begging my mom, we have to go see her. This is her only tour for the rest of my life. I have to go see her. And we had gotten the cheapest tickets because the really, really, their close ones were expensive. And so we're all the way up at the last row of Caesar's Palace. And I just remember this guy coming and sitting next to us. And I swear he was an angel. It was crazy. Oh. He was alone, dressed all in black, and he was the nicest man, telling my mom and I that he'd seen the show before, went by himself, and he got moved to the front. And I just remember thinking, oh, I want that to happen to me. Please, can I be closer to the stage of Shania Twain? Anyways, she comes on stage. I'm like crying because I'm so overwhelmed by seeing her. And the usher comes and says to the guy, please come with me. And 5 minutes later, he does the same thing for me. And I'm sitting now, fifth or sixth row, right in front of Shania Twain. And halfway into her concert, she says, you know, this is the part of the concert where I pull people on stage.
Oh, gosh.
And I'll sing a couple songs with them. Her sister was on stage, a couple more of her family members, and a couple more singers. And I just remember standing up and she chose me. And it was the most amazing moment of my entire life. Mm-hmm. I just remember crying on stage trying to sing with her, and she'd put the microphone up to my mouth, and we were staring into each other's eyes. It was magic. The whole night was magic. Everything fell into place for me. And I just remember it was my 18th birthday, and she was like, oh, happy birthday, and the whole crowd went wild.
And you sang four songs with her?
Yeah, four songs.
And trust me, she knows every word of every song that Shania Twain ever wrote and sang.
She had lyrics on the stage so the other people that were chosen could look at them, and I just remember I didn't even have to look at them once.
That's
when I was 5 years old with my mom in the car.
The saddest things of all the story is, because it's one tiny saddest things, that we do not have even picture of this situation.
Just one picture, yeah.
Is one?
Yeah, I have one. The guy on stage took one, and then I had to download it online.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. But, you know, we are hoping if anybody or somebody listens to Accent On and had a camera and it's somehow captured the moment when Maddie was on the stage with Shania Twain, dream of her life, happened this day, then please contact us. You never know. Maybe somebody has some footage and we would love to give to Madeline. Although I really believe Madeline is start singing country right now. She came 360, you know, full circle, and now it's all about country. We'll be writing, she's writing, and I know the next time when she comes, we'll be having some really good country song that we can hear from her. But right now, a year and a half ago, I think she recorded the song, and let's listen. It's just, it's Maddie who is trying to discover herself. And trust me, this girl has amazing also voice. Then Madeline, I am on the mood. And Madeline,
I am on the moon.
You are.
It's hard to see the light without you by my side. Why nothing bad is on my mind? Can't you see you've got me? You've got a hold on me. I'm waiting, waiting, waiting for you to see. You've got me on the dark side of the moon. When I'm with you,
contagious. You wish you had my disease.
I am on the moon.
I know, you know what, but even when we recorded the song, I don't know, a year and a half or 2 years ago, sounds really, really hot. And Dan Solovitz, he's our producer. This guy is from Punch Music, amazing. He's doing the biggest commercial on TV from Porsches, from one of the coolest producer. And he's so sweet. Every time when I come to him and say, Dan, I have this wonderful young talent. Will you help me? Do not charge us $20,000 for track. Can you do a little bit less, like $19,000? I'm joking.
All right, Dan, I got another one for you.
Yes. He is just one of these amazing, amazing guy who really believes in young talent. And Madeline, this was your third song, I think, that you recorded.
Yeah.
And again, we need to say thank you to Mommy and Daddy, okay, Julie?
Yes, we do.
We just love you so much, and because you are paying for that, and I'm joking, it's not $19,000 for young girls, but they really work hard, and you know, lessons cost and studio cost, and they are dreaming, and what can I say, but the result is there, and the girl will be singing country music with Shania Twain duo soon, maybe. You never know why.
We can only hope, yes.
You never know what life will bring. This is a magical place, you know, L.A. and America, and our dreams belong to us, and we need to create who we want to be. And I know we'll see what's happened when we'll be having exhibition, you know, and then we'll see
that.
And
now we have a photographer.
This,
yes.
We're going to have a recital and exhibition all together.
And you know what? Everything in life is for a reason. And although in my life I say things are going easy come, easy go, I had a good luck, then I am a little bit under with my luck. But, you know, I get just information that my song, Easy Come, Easy Go, which I'm playing a lot, is right now number 10 on one of the coolest also charts in America.
Congratulations.
Awesome DJ Productions. And it's, this is five different remixes happened that trends from Club Jumpers remix is doing very, very well. Then thank you, and I would love to play the song with Club Jumpers on the phone, and this could happen probably next week, but we are number 10 right now on the 50 the most played trance tracks in America. But I'll be playing, I think, why not? I need to pitch myself also. Ilona Europa, Easy Come, Easy Go.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other thing. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play.
Easy come, easy go, easy come.
love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I try to understand you this time again. Anyway.
On LA Talk Radio, Ilona Europa, thank you so much.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.